The Wild Cards campaign is an effort to collect personal and creative and intimate stories and heartfelt letters from citizens who love public land. It's both words, and then I'm in the process of seeking artists to illustrate them. Musicians could illustrate with song, dancers could illustrate with their movement. There could be a mime act in there, pairing words with some visuals so that it's just like really, really highly potent and dynamic.
What's the destination for this body of work, including the film that you've been creating?
So the Wild Cards campaign is an extension of Letter to Congress, A Wild Sanity, which is an outdoor dance film. The final destination place for all of these pieces is to lawmakers. The wild card part is also for all of us to see each other, hear each other, and feel each other speaking about why public lands are important to us as Americans. But we also have some plans to try to get them into media outlets for like a more unconventional reach to both lawmakers, but also maybe stakeholders of public lands. What we'd like to do is publish or buy some ads in like the Grand Junction Journal, the High Country News, newspapers all over the West.
And coming from a place that's very personal.
Yeah, because all of us, I mean, a democracy isn't just votes and petitions. It's all of us living our lives and trying to contribute in a variety of ways. And I'm hoping that that lends itself towards getting out of, you know, right and left politics, kind of transcending to be in a more like heartfelt human place.
And so this evening on Wednesday at the Launchpad, mm-hmm. starts at 7:30. And
it starts 7:30. Morgan Williams, who composed all the music for our film, is going to play at the beginning, and there's an opportunity to see some of the wild cards that are either in process of being made or have been made. And then Cam Scott, who's a very talented, charismatic poet and teacher, he's going to do a creative writing session to help everyone generate some wild words. And then we'll see the full film outside.
And this is the first time that you're showing the full film to a public audience?
Yes. Literally a year ago, we were out in the field filming. So all of those dancers spent a weekend camping and hiking to some really strange locations to be freezing cold and super hot and totally scratched up by rose bushes. And we spent a whole 2 weekends actually filming in the White River National Forest.
So all ages are welcome.
Yeah, all ages are definitely welcome. It's really sweet to get little wild words from kids. We've only had one submission from a kid, and it was one of the sweetest ones we've had so far.
An evening of engagement mm-hmm. and creativity and community in addition to the screening of the film. Thank you so much, Deb Colley.
Thanks.